Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have the honor to take the floor on behalf of the European Union and its member states. The former Yugoslav Republic of Macedonia, Montenegro, Serbia, Albania, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Ukraine, and the Republic of Moldova align themselves with these key EU messages. The European Union considers that the CCW is the relevant forum to continue discussions on lethal autonomous weapons systems. We appreciate the work undertaken on this issue in the CCW over the past 3 years and would like to thank in particular Ambassador Biondino of Germany for his dedication as chairman of the informal meeting of experts on laws. The European Union supports the establishment of a group of governmental experts on laws in 2017, as recommended by consensus by the meeting of experts in April 2016. In our view, the GGE should focus on A. Identification of characteristics and elaboration of a working definition on laws, and B. Application of and compliance with the relevant legal principles and rules of international law, in particular international humanitarian law, in the context of laws. Without prejudice to its outcome, the work in the GGE could pave the way for identifying possible best practices and policy guidelines that will strengthen compliance with international law, including in the area of legal weapon reviews. Furthermore, the work of the GGE should focus in particular on emerging and not on existing weapons systems, and it should not hamper or impede research and development in robotics or other related areas in the civilian sector. The European Union and its member states remain ready to engage in further discussions on the different ethical, legal, technical and military aspects related to laws in accordance with international humanitarian law. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you very much.